can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search Post Office Travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com. On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker,
play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tom Dunn. Disposable vapes are banned in the UK from today. Businesses can no longer sell or supply most single-use items. Ministers hope it'll end a rise in the devices being used on places such as school playgrounds. These children in Liverpool say it's a big problem.
I know people who do it, who are like in year five.
I feel like some of them just like get addicted to it.
You'll find another way to get them. If they're addicted, you'll obviously find another way to get them.
At least six weapons and explosive factories are to be built in the UK. It's as part of the government's strategic defence review. The plan's designed to create a regular supply of ammunition for the country's armed forces. Full details will be given on Monday. The Conservatives have called for some prison officers to be given access to firearms. Shadow Justice Secretary Robert Jenrick says high-collar stab vests should also be given to frontline staff immediately. Tom Wheatley is a former governor at HMP Long Larton.
The particular nature of some of these events is particularly concerning, but this comes against a backdrop of rising violence in prisons for some years.
At least seven people are known to have died after the collapse of a bridge and train derailment in Russia. It happened in the Bryansk region of the country. And a British man is being prosecuted in the United States for allegedly trying to smuggle American military technology to China. John Miller is also accused of organising the stalking and harassment of a critic of Beijing. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good morning to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Sunday morning today, the 1st of June. There you go, I'm getting confused. But yeah, it's the 1st of June already. Can you believe it? Time flies so quickly. It's Sunday morning, but we're still taking it easy.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
is rather lovely, isn't it? The Banks of Green Willow by George Butterworth, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Neville Mariner directing. And Mitsuko Uchida led the Cleveland Orchestra with the second movement of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 20. Almost 20 past five. It's Sunday morning, and I'm Sam Pittis with you on Classic FM. Great to have you. Got myself a bit confused because I was trying to work out whether it's summer or not. It is the beginning of meteorological summer today because it's the 1st of June. It was 26 degrees in parts of the UK yesterday, so we had quite a warm spring. Not bad today, a bit cooler, probably cloudier and a bit wetter in northern parts of the UK, but more sunshine around. And we're making it a bright start with our dawn chorus to come. First, though, music from a play that was turned into an opera with music by Debussy, but this is the music of Fauré. How to explain the plot of Pelléas and Mélisande? Well, it is a symbolist play. It doesn't turn out very well for them, I think is probably a way to sum it up, although it's sort of fated from the start that it isn't going to turn out very well. The Pelléas and Mélisande suite by Fauré from the play, the music, and the Sicilienne played by the German Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, Robin Ticciotti conducting on Classic FM. Whether you're just waking up, whether you've been up for a while, or whether you've been up all night working, this is our official start to the day, our dawn chorus.
This is Classic FM.
The Saraband from the Holberg Suite by Grieg, the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra, Ole Christian Brud directing. An Omanium Mysterium by Morten Lauritsen was our dawn chorus. The Chamber Choir of Europe, directed by Nicole Matt on Classic FM. A five-time Oscar-winning composer. Next also picked up Golden Globe and BAFTA Awards as well. And this for a film from 1986 starring Meryl Streep and Robert Redford.
Thank you.
The main theme to Out of Africa by John Barry, the London Symphony Orchestra, and John Williams conducting that recording. Great to have you wherever you are this morning, whatever you got planned for your Sunday, the 1st of June. I'm Sam Pittis with a little Franz Liszt planned for us next. There is a story of a young Grieg going to visit Liszt in Rome, and he got great encouragement from the old master, but he also, perhaps the fresh face of youth, not really realising what he was asking, asked Liszt to play for him. Everyone else was a bit shocked, but Liszt shrugged and said, fine, I'll play. And Grieg said that he doesn't really play. One forgets he's a musician. He becomes a prophet proclaiming the last judgment till all the spirits of the universe vibrate under his fingers. The great showman himself, Liszt to come, but taking it easy on Sunday morning on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
When you're transported somewhere you've never been. When you discover hidden gems and amazing sights. When you just can't wait to pack your bags.
It's just stunning.
We should definitely go there.
I'm already looking at flights.
Nice.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can enjoy a world of travel from the comfort of your sofa. Search TV licence together.
At Specsavers, we've got hearing devices that can stream music or movies, and ones that are good in crowds, rechargeable battery ones, ones that are good at home, ones that are good in the great outdoors, ones that connect to phones, ones that fit in your ear, ones that fit over your ear, and ones that fit in wherever you happen to be. We've even got ones in our advanced range that use AI to make speech sound clearer. And they're all available at great Specsavers prices. Book a free hearing check today, because OK Hearing is not OK.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco, every little helps.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
The Sound of Silence by Paul Simon, Miloš Karadaglić and the 12 Ensemble performing that version, and Sophie Puccini played Liebestraum No. 3 by Franz Liszt. Whatever you're doing this afternoon, keep the music close. Joanna Gosling with you for lunch from 1, with great music for you if you've got friends coming over, or it's just a light Sunday lunch. Joanna Gosling with you from 1. Right now, an uplifting work, Elevazione. Elevazione by Domenico Zippoli. That was Gordon Hunt and the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra performing on Classic FM. Our Sunday serenades to come, a little Schubert too, as we welcome June on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco, every little helps.
The British Red Cross is here to welcome people fleeing the conflict in Ukraine.
We're here to help people to safety when storms hit.
We're here to show anyone struggling that someone cares.
Hiya, that's a huge help.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK, retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. The UK is to build at least six new weapons and explosive factories as part of a major rearmament plan. The government has promised £1.5 billion as part of the Strategic Defence Review. Russia's war against Ukraine has highlighted serious deficiencies in Europe's ability to produce arms and ammunition at speed. Elliot Wilson is a former clerk of the House of Commons Defence Select Committee.
The MOD has rightly identified that we do need to increase and sustain our ability to produce munitions, because basically we've given all of the munitions that we have to Ukraine. What they've identified correctly is that we do need a kind of always-on supply chain. We can't afford to say, oh, well, we'll have the munitions by the end of the year, because if we were engaged in a, you know, full-scale war, which God forbid, but it's not impossible, we don't have that kind of time.
Hamas has responded to a US ceasefire proposal, saying it is prepared to release 10 living Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. The group has also